Camera Girl here. In honor of the increased show production schedule, today's topic is bi-weekly versus semi-weekly. The prefixes bi and semi are different. Bi means two, and semi means half. You can remember that by remembering that a bicycle has two wheels, and semi-sweet chocolate is only half sweet. Bifocals have two lenses, and semi-annual sales happen twice a year. Still, at first glance, knowing the meaning of those prefixes doesn't necessarily help. Is a bi-weekly meeting two times a week or every 2 weeks? Grace and Bert both wrote in to ask about the word bi-weekly. They both think it means every 2 weeks, and they're right. The definition of bi-weekly is every 2 weeks, and the definition of semi-weekly is twice a week, or said another way, every half week, if that helps you remember. Bi-weekly is every 2 months, and semi-monthly is every half month. The Grammar Girl podcast is now coming out semi-weekly. But Grace and Bert both notice that people don't seem to know the difference and are using bi-weekly to mean both twice a week and every 2 weeks. When did this change of definition happen? Grace asks. I don't know exactly when the change happened, but I know that it did happen. Every style guide I checked recommended avoiding words such as bi-weekly and bi-monthly, and instead just saying twice a week or every other week. It's more clear. You can feel smart if you know the difference between bi-weekly and semi-weekly, but if you write your invitations using those words, half the people will probably show up on the wrong day. And that's no way to run a meeting. Unless you're running a grammar society or a word lovers club, then your members would probably appreciate the challenge. I hope you paid attention, because a quiz about the word bi-weekly could show up on your grammar quiz widget soon. You can take the quizzes at quickanddirtytips.com, or you can take the widget and install it on your own blog, Facebook, or MySpace page. It's free. And if you take the quiz and find that you need a little help, you can buy my book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.